Joining us to explain the Rutgers verdict and its implications, Emily Bazelon. She is a senior editor at Slate Magazine, as well as a Truman Capote Law and Media Fellow at Yale Law School. She's written a lot about bullying and the law. Emily, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So as we heard, Ravi was found guilty on all 15 counts against him, including invasion of privacy and anti-gay intimidation. How significant was the jury decision today?
Because it sends a message about invasion of privacy. And that really is what this case is about. You know, the webcam spying that went on here is not something college students should be doing to each other. And I think that is what the jury got across.
New Jersey's hate crimes law is one of the strictest in the country. And I'm kind of curious, could this outcome have happened in most other states?
So there are other states that have what are called sentence boosters for bias crimes, but New Jersey's adds a really hefty penalty of 10 years. And so that's really, I think, the punishment aspect of this case that is specific to New Jersey and kind of striking.
Now, the jury needed to prove that Ravi intended to intimidate Tyler Clementi in order to find him guilty of a hate crime. There are still some people out there, though, weighing how this is different than someone spying on a heterosexual encounter. Can you address that?
I think the reason the jury made the finding it did is that Ravi had left a long electronic record about why he was doing what he was doing, and it seemed as if he was titillated by the idea that his gay roommate was having a date with another man. So he, you know, tweeted things about having a viewing party, things that seemed to suggest that it was Tyler's sexual orientation that was part of what was freaking him out so much.
You kind of addressed this at the beginning, but as we know, laws are often created to protect groups of people who need it. This message that is being sent by the jury, how far-reaching do you think it will be?
It's a pretty striking ruling for making sure that people understand that bias against gay people is illegal. I think we're fairly used to the idea now that if you commit a crime and there's an element of hate in it against someone for their race or their religion or their gender, we kind of understand that that's not okay. But states like New Jersey have added sexual orientation to that list, and that is the collision course that we saw here with the facts in this case.
Emily, thanks so much for helping us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Emily Bazelon, senior editor at Slate Magazine, as well as a Truman Capote Law and Media Fellow at Yale Law School.